You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. Before we get started, I want to give you the call-in number. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call in, Sam will pick up and connect you with the show. If you do not get, if it does not pick up, just keep calling back. I want to tell you a little bit about the Want Institute. The Want Institute offers instructions on the principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. So the call-in number again for the show will be 323-203-0815. Please give us a call, and Patricia and myself will do our best to answer any relationship question or communication question or parenting question. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we have a caller.
Oh, okay. Caller, there's some ringing going on. Okay, caller, are you, what's your question?
My question is, when you're in a relationship and you want something to get done, I was always told to ask politely, like, honey, would you like to go away for the weekend? Or, you know, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? But my experience has been, anecdotally, that when you ask, the person thinks about it and kind of can be resistful, versus when you say something like, honey, let's go away this weekend.
Well, I just heard you say, honey, how do you feel? So you're asking him how he feels. We ask our men what they think. Are you the masculine or feminine energy in the relationship?
Sure, I'd like to be the feminine.
So you're to come from your feelings and you ask your partner what he thinks. So Patricia, yeah, so right there, you're already signaling him and you're leading. So you're being the leader. A better way to say it would be, honey, I have a suggestion. Do you want to hear it? You get permission to make to ask him your suggestion. He says, yes. You say, I'd love to go away for the weekend. Maybe list the place, and you say, what do you think about going away on this weekend?
So got it. What do you think about, rather than asking, actually saying, for example, honey, let's go away this weekend?
That's you being the leader again. Are you familiar with Dr. Pat's work?
Yes.
Okay. So which role
is very familiar with your work?
Which role? But it sounds like you're taking the masculine role, but you're telling me you want to be the feminine. You're communicating assertively to your man, so it puts him in the feminine. Let me get Patricia. Patricia, do you want to chime in and give her your perspective here?
Yes. Hello. It's often, hello, it's best for you, since you say you want to be in the feminine position, as Sue said, you say, I have an idea, if you want to hear it, which Sue already said, then you say, I would feel so good if we went to the mountains this weekend. What do you think about that? Respecting him first by asking him if he's in the mood to have a conversation. Secondly, you're saying something that would please you, and that's a feeling. You're coming from a feeling state of what would please you, and then you're respectfully asking him, what does he think about that?
Right. So express my feeling and follow up with a question about what he thinks about that.
There you go. That's it.
Now, this is a recorded, so you can go back and listen to it later, because if you know Dr. Pat's work, got the tools. And you might want to look on our website, drpatallen.com. We have a free video. It's about 45 minutes, called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It'll teach you all the communication tools, what we just went through here.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
And do you have the book, Getting to I Do?
I've had it. I don't currently have it.
I would say it's a wonderful book to keep, because it's not a read through novel. It is a reference book. A lot of these things you can use as find as a reference. It's a wonderful book to keep on your shelf and use it as a reference.
It's also
I love what you said. I just want to add to that. It's very confusing as women, because we're out in the workforce and we're told to speak one way.
Yes.
When you come back to a loving, cuddling, you know, romantic situation, and now you have to switch gears. And then if you're a parent, again, it's another way.
This is a way that most people don't know. This is a new way how to get success and have you be successful in your life. The subtitle of the book, Staying Married and Loving It, is how to get what you want from your man without asking. But we teach you how to ask in a way that they can actually hear it and appreciate it.
Yeah. And I understand.
I appreciate you guys.
Everybody at work is masculine, but when you get home in your relationship, you switch to your feminine. As Dr. Allen says, leave your balls on the wall when you get home.
I love that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Give us a call back and let us know how it works.
I will do. I will do. Well, I'm not in a relationship right now, probably because I didn't use your language.
Well, you know, go watch the video on our website, drpatallen.com. It's very informative.
Will do.
Yes, very.
Will do. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was a good question there.
Very good question.
Very good question. I could hear her feelings. She asked, how do you feel? I heard asking him how he felt the very first thing.
That's right.
Okay. Hopefully we'll get another caller. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. I just want to throw out there, I offer a drop-in ladies group on Mondays at 4 and Thursdays at 5 after the radio show. It's via Zoom. It's a $10 donation. If you want information on joining, you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. And I didn't introduce Patricia earlier because we had a caller. Patricia is a colleague of Dr. Allen. She's also a relationship coach. And she has a book about dream interpretation, and she does life scripts and couples counseling. Do you want to talk a little bit about I got a call.
Okay, let's go. I'm here. That's okay.
You're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. I called in a few weeks ago and was directed to also the chemistry, compatibility, and communication in relationships.
Did you like that?
Video, which was so good. Loved it. And I the reason why I was directed towards that was the negotiations.
Yes.
The end of the video.
Oh, were you on with me and Andy? So, was it me and Andy on? Were you talking to me and Andy or me and Patricia?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I remember you then. Okay. And did you work with your boyfriend on that? Did it help?
So my husband, going to be 13 years here. I told him that we would have this talk soon, and I kind of gave him a little rundown of what we'd be talking about. And I mentioned the topic of, do you want to be respected first or cherished and cherished second, or would you prefer to be cherished first and respected second? And he said, what about, can I do both?
I knew you were going to say that, because yep, everybody wants to be both.
Well, you are both, just not equally.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, one, yeah, okay, more of one, a little bit more. We all have both energies, but which one do you operate more out of?
Yeah, I got a little stumped with that one. And I thought, you know what, I'll call back and see what you have to say about it.
Well, I would say, do you see him as more of your leader and you're the follower, or how do you see his leadership?
Yeah, he is more of the leader, which I'm happy with. Okay. And I've also noticed that as a man who is providing, because we're in a covenant relationship. Okay. So I am a stay-at-home mom, and I take care of the home, and I cook, and I clean, and I enjoy those things.
Okay.
And he works as a communications coach.
Okay.
And he is right now closing a lot of deals, and so he's definitely in his masculine.
Okay. But remember, men still want to come home and relax and get into their feelings too. They're not always in their masculine. So I can understand where he doesn't want to be cherished sometimes, but he basically operates more on his masculine, but he does want downtime to be his feelings taken care of too.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So I will definitely honor that. And he's also 61. He's 61.
Oh, okay. That's even better. So by nature, he's still operating more on his masculine testosterone level.
Did you say 6'1" or 5'1"?
6'1". So I remember 61. Calling
him. He's starting to be more feeling centered than he was in his younger years.
Yeah.
That would be why he wants to be cherished as well. He's going more into his feminine feeling.
But he still operates out of his masculine because he habitually has been operating out of his masculine. But he will start to feel his feelings more by nature.
Yeah. And I'm 44, so we have a big difference between us. I definitely am willing to, you know, cherish him and have our dynamic be balanced.
Very good. Do you give him neck rubs or come up and, you know, stroke his arm sometimes and just give him a little touchy feely, you know?
Yeah, I'll walk into his home office and I'll just hug him and
beautiful.
And I'll give him a great back rub. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Do you have children or no kids, no children?
Yes, we have one child. He's 8. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm with two children and I don't like
that. I know. Well,
that's how it goes sometimes.
I'm glad you watched the video and it helped you, because it helps you understand him, which can help your relationship.
Yeah, that was such a good video. Such a good video. I highly recommend it to anybody who's listening.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Any other questions for us?
Yep. We still have yet to have that conversation.
Which you cut out for a second.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, we have yet to have the negotiation conversation. So
which negotiation?
I'm sorry?
Which negotiation?
Oh, because my original call was about how we're in this awkward stage of our marriage where we're not having sex as often, and he's feeling like I'm not attracted to him, whereas I'm tired and kind of not in the mood.
Is that what you're telling him? There's a Patricia, in the book, what is the book about the intimacy part? If to get couples, there's a part in the book, Getting to I Do, about
yes.
bubble bath. Are you the one that's tired a lot or him?
Well, I'm the one that's usually, when I get in bed, it's like, okay, I need to sleep.
Oh, so you want to negotiate. Yeah.
That's normal. But let me just tell you something. You are starting to go into perimenopause phase of your life, which your hormones are starting to diminish too. And that makes you tired and not in the mood for sex at night. But did you ever decide to have morning sex? Men at that age are better in the morning anyway. And women have more energy in the morning, and you can make a plan. Now, when you guys are at this age, middle-age life, it's good to plan your, we call it a party. So you say, oh, would you like to party this weekend? Or would you like to have a date? You make a sex date and you plan for when the kid, how old is the kid? 8? When is the kid not going to be around so you can plan a sex date?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you negotiate at least maybe once a week where you know that it's coming up. That's the negotiation. Would he be available to watch the video with you? Have you mentioned or asked him if he'd be available to watch the video on negotiation? Because you guys probably might do good.
Yeah.
And see, don't force him. I have a suggestion on, you know, how we can negotiate our time, space, money, and play, especially play. Are you willing to watch this video? What do you think? And you know, and then if he wants 2 nights a week and you want 1 night, while you negotiate, and whatever, like you said, you negotiate how many times a week, and you can always add more, but you have to give at least what you offered you'd do.
And you can always say, I said, you plan as we get older, it's healthier to plan. It's not as spontaneous when you start to be middle-aged and up. You say, oh, right. When are we going to have a date? Wink, wink.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk about a date, a party date.
Yeah. Yes, okay. And the other thing I really enjoyed about the video is, like, sometimes I'm not in the mood, but it's mentioned that, you know, our bodies will catch up to, you know, like our bodies will actually like sex. I might not be in the mood, but then once you get it done, it's like, wow, I really needed that.
You know, you can get revved up if you're open to it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you can exchange little massages. Oh, let's give each other a back rub. And that's how sometimes you can start the engine.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's have massage night or something like that. You have to be creative.
Yeah.
And even if you're tired, you may have to be the initiator once a week, at least. If you're willing to have sex once a week. Or how often, because he may want it 3 times, but at least if you initiate it once, you've done your duty on what you're comfortable offering to the table.
Yeah. I have a feeling that once a week will probably be the result.
That's an average. Some people have it, let's say it averages out to be 3 times a month even, but yeah. 3 to 5 times a month is an average when you're starting to be middle-aged.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So even younger, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Pat can say at least 2 times a week, you know, if you're younger. But, yeah, you want to do it at least once because it keeps you connected, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Okay.
So you can plan for... what do you do with your son at times when you need some private time?
Yeah. We
need to plan for that.
A Friday night. Yeah, we have a Friday night. They call it Parent Survival Night at a local kids.
Oh, there you go. Well,
wonderful.
Every Friday night.
So that's your date night, girl. Date
night. So you get you prepare for Friday nights as your date sex night.
Yeah. So take a nap before dinner so you have some rest and some refurbishing time between having been working or whatever. And then you take a 20-minute nap and take a bath and refresh yourself. And then you'll feel better about having your date night.
There you go. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Give it a try and call us back and let us know how it's going.
I will. I love this collaboration that I get to do with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Bye. I'm not sure if we have another caller. There was another chat note, but that was a good. I do remember her. She had that call. That was a couple weeks ago. We've got a new system here, but apparently it's working fine.
Apparently it's working tonight. We were in the middle of my telling you a little bit about myself. We jumped right into the callers, which if another caller calls in, please do.
Okay.
But I'll get a little blurb about my book. I'm Patricia Eltinge, E-L-T-I-N-G-E. And my book is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And that is very good way to get into your own subconscious and even your mate's subconscious. So the more we understand our dreams, the more we really understand what we're truly thinking and feeling and what they are truly thinking and feeling. I'd love to have couples share their dreams with each other because our conscious mind is filtered and our subconscious mind is the real deal. And anyway, so men, we love men callers too. And couples, I do couples and life scripts to help you get into why you are the way you are and how you can have some personal growth and transformation to have a flourishing life. And stick with Sue's groups because the support is wonderful to have the weekly groups, and Sue can tell you more about.
I was going to say I've been doing them for about a year, and I've had one lady has been with me weekly for a year, and she has got the perfect guy. She couldn't have gotten the perfect guy, and she had a couple that she wasn't sure. And this guy popped up. I mean, this guy's even asking, he'll go do her grocery shopping for her.
Aww.
He wants to do everything. And he said, you're different because she is different. I've taught her to be a different woman, to appreciate the man and not be a masculine, controlling lady towards the man. And she's had her questions, but she's dated probably 3 or 4 guys. But she finally got her man. So I'm like,
that's terrific.
It does work. And so I wanted to go, we're going out of the book, The Answers. And I want to
figure
out, I get a lot of people go, what's the difference between mothering and helping your man? So in the book, The Answers, it's got little quotation notes, stop being a mother to grown men. From
Dr. Pat, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. And Dr. Pat used to say, you know, what was her main thing, her main comment about don't mother a man unless he's puking or dying or bleeding or dying?
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you something. A lot of women say their man comes home from work and he's bitching and moaning about his work. They feel they have to try and give him an antidote or calm him or nurture him. What if a man comes home, husband, boyfriend, and starts bitching about the guy did this, that did that, what did he do? What should the lady do or the girlfriend do when the man's complaining?
Well, sometimes you just listen. You don't have to comment. It's just they need to vent. If some people need to vent, some men, that's why some men stop at the bar on the way. This is age old. Men stop at the bar on the way home so that they could decompress before they go home. But I'm not advising people to do that. But some people do that so that they don't have to dump on their wife. They dump on their buddies at the bar or the sports bar or and then they come home and then they've got it all out. But if they come home and they have to vent, you just be compassionate and say, oh, I understand. You know, you don't have to say anything. You just nod your head and go, yeah.
Oof. And don't start asking questions. Don't start participating in the conversation, because then that keeps it going.
Right. Yeah. You're going. Just there not You're to commiserate, but to be understanding and supportive.
Yeah. Basically, for him to be heard. Yes.
Yes. Men want to be heard. All men want to be heard. We want to be heard.
Everybody wants to be heard and acknowledged. So that's a good one. Okay. Let's see. What else is a good one in here? Let's see. These are, let's see. Why do men love bitches? Because a lot of women in my group want to be really nice, hoping the men will like her. And that's the opposite. So why do men love bitches?
Well, they do in a way. That's a term that not in the real sense of a nasty term, like she's a real jerk, but a self-loving woman who does love herself first, requires men to give that makes them feel like yang men, masculine men. But if she acts like she loves them more than she loves herself, she becomes a doormat, and ultimately they don't love a doormat. They love a woman who is self-loving first.
That's true. A lot of times in the generation, what I'm hearing now is men want to be mothered. They want their feeling, like the caller before, they want to be respected and cherished, and they want women to bend over backwards for them, when actually it should be the men should be trying to get the women to want them. Why is it changing so much in this generation, where the men are assuming the women should chase them and men are not chasing women anymore?
Well, a lot of it started morphing after all the women's lib, which was a wonderful thing that happened for women in the workplace, by the way. I'm never going to put down women's lib in that sense, but in the sense that women became so empowered, which is good to be empowered for work reasons and empowered in personal growth, etc. But you do not want to be in a position where you are arguing, challenging, and demanding from your man at home in the relationship side of life. So that is the trick in this day and age, in this modern day and age. Women have emasculated men, and also women got the birth control pill back in the early 60s. The birth control pill, and they got sexual freedom as well. And then women said, well, now we can do what they've been doing for centuries, and we won't have to pay consequences other than sexual diseases, maybe. But so now we have to go back to understanding our consequences, and we can have our sexual freedom to a point where it doesn't harm us. But a lot of the women went to chasing men. So it just over time, since the 60s, there was the sexual revolution, women's lib, all these things started changing in the 60s. Now here we are, 2025, and there are so many men who want to be chased and think they can just, they have get free sex, and they don't have to make commitments. Well, there are still some good men out there, men, what we call good men, who want to be in a relationship, who want to cherish a woman, who want to be committed and socially and sexually monogamous. But the only way we get a man like that, and to sift through the sea of men out there, everybody who's dating online, by the way, you say to them early on when you're dating them in the first date, even, what your goals are, and ask them what their goals are. And you say, I want to be in a socially and sexually monogamous relationship, in a long, heading towards marriage, long-term committed relationship.
That comes to another question I wanted to ask you to cut that off. It says a lot, like in a lot of my ladies groups, they go out on dates. Some of them do not know if they want long-term. They just want to have fun dating. And in the book, the answers, it says, good question to ask yourself. Do you want to be in a long-term committed relationship or just play and date? Be upfront about your intentions. A lot of women do not tell men that they want to be in long-term relationships, and they're leading the men on. Why is that dangerous? If you're dating, you should have intentions, whether you want to date for fun or date to be in a relationship. What's the damage, or what does it do? Should you be upfront?
Absolutely be upfront what you want from your dating life. And it's perfectly fine if you are a playgirl yourself and you just like dating. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you're doing it intentionally, as Sue said.
And so, should people let the other person know? Yes. Or just go with the flow because you want to have fun?
I'm dating and you can, if you can go with the flow as long, and they may say what they're wanting out of it. If you don't want to reveal that you're a playgirl and you just want a serial date, that's your business. But if you, it's more important if you are looking to be mated, married or mated, then you must say early on, hopefully by in the first date, so you don't lead them on. Later than the third date, that you're saying, I want to be in a monogamous relationship heading towards marriage. So that's what your position should be. But if you just enjoy dating, enjoy dating.
So when ladies go out there, this is the biggest question, or women, my women, they're confused on wanting the man to tell what he wants, and then they'll either decide to go with it. And I tell them, ladies, go in there and just talk casually about what you're looking for. If you want kids, you say, you know, I just want to share. I'm looking for a long-term committed relationship. I'd like to be married, and I'd like to have kids within the next 5 years. You can even give them a time frame.
Yes.
So this man may say that's not for me and he'll end it. You want to do that so that you don't waste a lot of your time with somebody that's not interested. Because if he hears your time frame is not aligned with his, he's not going to want to waste his time with you as well. And it's better off he did leave, because you dodged a bullet wasting numerous years with somebody.
Everybody's time. Yes. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
So and be upfront and know why you're dating. Why you're dating. If you're dating just to meet fun people, there's nothing wrong with that. No. But know yourself why you're dating.
And we teach communication. You have to communicate. If you just want to hook up, as Dr. Allen always said, negotiate where this relationship's going. If you just want to hook up, negotiate it between the two of you. If you want a long-term relationship, negotiate it. That's what you want. And if the other person agrees, then you're building. You something to build with.
Now, the dangers, especially ladies who are, say, under 40, under 45, if you are hooking up, the dangers of having sex without a verbal commitment, this is where these addictions come in too, because we get hooked, us ladies get hooked under 45, I'd say.
Yeah,
when you have sex. When you have sex, I was in 46, sex, we have this exchange of energy and chemistry, and the women get highly oxytocinized. Oxytocin is a hormone released. It's a bonding hormone that happens between babies and mothers, but it also happens during sex between partners. And that is a bonding hormone. It's a natural occurrence, but that also causes, what if the man is a serial dater and he just likes hooking up, but your intention is to have a long-term relationship, and then you have sex, and then you've got you're chemically bonded now from having had the sex, and that's where the pain comes in.
That's why we always recommend get to know the person before you have casual sex. A lot of women, how many dates do I have to go on in order to have sex? It's whatever you're comfortable and you're comfortable getting to know him. Sometimes it takes, actually, you know, a lot of the books say when you start a new job, you're on a 30 or 60 day probation. That might be a good number to go by, you know. Check him out for 30 days to see if he fits your lifestyle and, you know, he does everything that you're comfortable with, because he may be putting on a front for a couple of weeks. And then when you commit and you get bonded, you find out he's Jekyll and Hyde. I've had a lot of women find that out.
That's right.
So, and then they want to change him.
So we recommend that you at least get a verbal commitment. Yeah. From them for your monogamy and goals for the future. And then at that point, you can ask them for a promise ring, which is an old fashioned way. Some people call it a going steady ring or a promise ring. And that way it's a first level of commitment. Yeah. And then later down the road, let's say in another month or two, three, you can get an engagement ring. That means you're doing further due diligence to see how your lifestyles fit.
Most of the ladies, I've had some that the man is, he knows it's them and he's willing to get them an engagement ring in two months. And these ladies are just going, no, it's too soon. What is the danger of that, of women doing that?
They shouldn't say it's too soon. Yeah. That's not the goal, because an engagement that's not too soon. Nothing is too soon for an engagement because it's still a level of due diligence.
Yeah.
You are still investigating this other person and the two of you as a team. So it's dangerous for you to not follow their lead if they want to be engaged.
Yeah.
And that's, I would say, follow their lead. And then you can call the engagement off, even if it's a week before a date. But engagement, you don't have to have a date set, by the way. An engagement is just a next level of due diligence.
And it kind of keeps you built. It's a form of building. But I get so many women that tell, and that's them in their masculine. When they do that, is there something going on where the women are afraid to be controlled, or what's going on with the women that think men are going too fast?
Because, like I said before, now that women have been liberated in this country, and many countries they still are not, they are afraid. What we do give up is our independence.
Yeah.
So women have had freedom, so much freedom that we do give up some of our independence. And what men give up is their ability to have multiple partners.
Yes.
So they're giving up something too, because it's their nature to have multiple sex partners. So they're giving up random sex.
Yes.
And we're giving up a personal independence, a part of it. We're not becoming slaves, but we are giving up a piece of our independence. And we come together, is this person worth me investigating further? Yeah. And is he worth my giving up one of my balls so that I can still be an individuated, healthy I, while I can also be my healthy I-ness can be involved in with a partner in the we.
Yes.
And Dr. Pat talks about we in her other wonderful book, by the way, I will promote. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Yes. And she talks about the we-ness and the I-ness and how two I's come together as a we. And so when you are accepting a man's engagement suggestion, you are starting to think like, could I be a we with this person? Could we be a we? That means a team.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to do it today, but it's because when women reject a lot of men, they do go away. you know, and then they don't come back, and the women are going, well, he went away. Well, you just rejected his leadership.
Right.
So on another one, I want to bring up this one from the book, because I get, I'm pulling up everything that I get mostly in my ladies group.
Good, good.
This is a hard one for the ladies to get. So ladies, don't expect chemistry to be there right away. You may take time to turn on. So when I tell the ladies, when you find somebody you have instant chemistry, it's from something familiar from your childhood or a pattern that you pick, which is usually the unavailable avoidant guys. You always have the picker that goes for the same man over and over. So you will not have chemistry with the guy that's stable, that you really want. So you have to go out with those guys to desensitize. So what's, you know, the importance of, don't go just by chemistry. What would you say to that, Patricia?
Chemistry can build, yes. And that builds the fire. They even talk about it. Dr. Pat talked about it, but that this idea has been around since ancient times. The Buddhists even talk about it, building the fire. When you, there's nothing like becoming a friend. It's so wonderful to become friends first, in a way. You yeah. see what you have in common, yeah. and you hang out together to see if you like the same movies, and you like being with that person, and you see how they interact with other people. And what Dr. Pat always said was, the friendship ends after the first lay. Yeah, so yeah. you really want to build a friendship, and for a long-term committed relationship, building the friendship first really, really works the best.
Yeah, that's why sometimes it can be dangerous just to have sex too prematurely, because you do not see the real person. You're just sexually bonded, and then you see him. So here's another one. If you're looking for the perfect person, get comfortable being single.
Right.
I believe these dating apps are incorporating this because everybody wants better, better, better. It's they go out, they think, you know, kind of use that person up, and then it's like an addiction.
It's an addiction. It's like a shopping addiction. It really is. It's just like a shopping addiction.
Yeah.
Next. No, I don't like this. Oh, I'll buy this, but then I'll take it back and return it.
Yeah.
It's become really addictive.
The dating apps, I don't know the statistics on how many people. I have heard that there are a lot of people that have met and married on dating apps. But then there's a lot where, you know, they're on them for years. Mm-hmm. And ladies, too, they've been on it. And the men mm-hmm. have been on it. You know, it's a numbers game. I wouldn't give up, because it's a filter of getting men. And you may have to go through 50 men to find the two or three that are serious.
But don't be lazy and yeah. rely on that alone.
Yes.
Be out in the world. People, especially the people I work with who are in tech industries, and they just never leave their screens. Please
oh, yeah.
go
yeah.
out in the world,
yes.
sit at a coffee shop at least for an hour a day.
Yeah.
Go out somewhere in public at least for an hour a day where you look at people in the eyeballs and smile and see if they strike up a conversation with you, whether it's at the cleaners, the market, the Starbucks, or walking the dog, anything. Be around people for at least an hour a day.
Yes, dog parks are good to meet people.
Yes, yes, yes.
You bond because you have something of interest similar, dogs, animals. So then you
That's still the old-fashioned way.
Yes.
Because that way you are exchanging energetic. We are all energy, by the way.
Yes.
We all have electrical energy emitting from us, and we receive energy from other people. This is science. This is real
yes.
science. So when you're out in the, you don't get energy on a computer or a phone, or you get energy, exchange of energy in person.
And the one thing about the dating apps, I always tell my ladies, there's a lot of scammers on the dating apps. So when you're on the dating app, try to either get on the phone or meet, because you cannot have chemistry talking on the phone or reading profiles or texting. And in order not to waste your time, we don't want to do weeks of bantering text back and forth just to meet and find out there's nothing there.
No more than two or three texts back and forth until you, I say by the second one, you're having a FaceTime or some kind of video chat. And then you want to, because you want to know it's a real person. I have helped flush out at least three scams in the last 6 months where they were not even real human.
And even honestly, I've heard that it's with the AI, they can do FaceTime and have their faces changed.
That's right, altered.
So I don't even trust FaceTime sometimes.
That's right. So you do, after you have the first video chat, then you say, okay, it's time. I feel more comfortable now to meet you at the coffee shop, or we will meet somewhere. I'd feel, and you come from your comfort level, not by bossing them, but say, I'd feel most comfortable not continuing on devices, but I feel most comfortable meeting you in person at the coffee shop.
So we're running out of time here tonight. So I just want to thank you for joining us and thank you for the two callers. And if anybody wants to any information on Patricia's services or my ladies groups, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338 or send me an email at info@drpetallen.com. And we'll be back next week to answer your questions. If you cannot be live to ask questions, you can send me an email and I'd be happy to read it on the air. And then you can listen to the answer on our archived, on LA Talk Radio archives, and you can listen to the answer. So thank you for joining us, Patricia. And Patricia will be back in 2 weeks to join us again. Next week will be Andy. We're always getting a man's perspective and Patricia's. So we'll see you back next week. You want to say anything, Patricia?
Yes. The only way you know you love or care about anybody, including yourself, is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Bye. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.